How do you know this?
That's what I do. I drink, and I know things.
Truth is, I am Iron Man.
Wherever I go, he goes.
When people ask you what happened here, tell them the North remembers.
And here we go.
What's up, everyone? I'm Zach Williamson, here with Luke Goossens, Ross Cutsforth. This is the Culture Crab Podcast. Damn, so this is our first Obi-Wan Kenobi pod, episodes 1-3, since our dumbasses didn't do 1 and 2. But it's all good.
Obi-Wan
busy boys
me.
Out here.
Grinding.
What'd you say? Obi-Wan can blow me? he's kind of scrub Kenobi right now, isn't he?
Yeah, for real. So trash.
To be fair, yeah, he's just been, hasn't done anything in 10 years. Been hanging around. Unless there's some stories that I don't remember about. Did he fight Black, what do you say that guy's name? Black Chrysanthemum? Did he fight that before technically this or after? In the comics, Ross, you know? I know he fought him, but I can't remember the timeline. I think it might have been when Luke was a little bit younger. But maybe they're retconning that shit. I don't know. Who fucking knows anymore? Yeah. So, all right, fools, give me your thoughts. You go first. I got questions. I got fan questions. So we have enough stuff that I think we can easily get 30 minutes on this.
The child actors are killing me, man. Child actor.
This is a good starting point for the discussion. Yeah, I'm down with this.
Bad. This is bad. I don't know. It sucks. Child actors are tough.
First episode, I actually really liked her. I felt like she felt like Leia when she was shitting on her cousin, all that stuff. I was good. And then there was that atrocious chase scene. So
getaway
bad.
Getaway scene, that was so bad.
I was watching it with Danielle and we both just looked at each other and we're both like, that was bad. Up until that point, the episode was pretty great too. Most of the chase scenes in the show have been pretty bad. I feel like that's a director critique. I don't understand, at least in the first one, how they let, like everyone watched that scene and said, yeah, this is okay. Let's keep this in the episode.
Right.
Not
bad, but that directly after bad. That. No, when the first line wasn't that bad because it made sense with her momentum going down the hill. But the second one, she went under, it was a branch that was about 5 feet tall and somebody behind her that could see the branch for a solid
ran straight second into or two,
just ran straight into it. Didn't even try to duck at all. Like just, it put their arms up in the most fake ass way and just like, barely ran into it.
Power Rangers shit. That's what I'm saying. Okay, when she first slides down the hill, okay, first, she's outrunning the people.
Yeah, that's
ridiculous. I think if you're doing that scene, they should have had her bolt into the trees and then instantly slide down the hill or something, like showing, okay, she knows the terrain. So at least she's getting away for a little bit, but they let that scene go on too long.
Yeah.
It would have been better if he just grabbed her immediately.
Also, those actors were bad too. That's the Red Hot Chili Peppers guy, bad actor. Get him out.
Yeah. Or if before this, what if they use a scene where she was racing her cousin through the forest or something as a setup scene? And it showed her taking all these shortcuts and shit and being fast as fuck. At least building her up as knowing the terrain and being really fast in that terrain. And then when we get to that point, it's more believable. And you just have better directing too. Like the directing for that scene was just...
It doesn't matter. I don't agree, dude. She's a fucking kindergartner. She has legs that are as long as my fingers. Dude, she's going to get caught in 3 seconds.
That, and they at least did establish that she knows the terrain. I mean, she's from there.
Yeah,
they showed
her
going out in the forest. So they did show that, Ross. The scene was just not executed well at all. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was like... Boba Fett chase speed chaser bad.
It was really bad. Fuck.
After that second episode, I was like, okay, they need to get the Leia storyline out of the show, but it feels like now they're gonna do the whole fucking Baby Yoda storyline in this show too.
You're saying just with Leia's Baby Yoda?
Yeah, he's her Grogu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely thinking that Leia's gonna be central to the entire 6-episode run.
Hopefully the beginning of the 4th episode, they get her back somehow. And then, oh shit, no, she got kidnapped, right? Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, but Obi-Wan's washed as fuck. Like, what is he going to do?
Reva caught her. Also, bro, what is up with those tunnels? I thought that tunnel was like a point A to point B thing. And then she's way ahead of her. And then the other girl from Game of Thrones, I forget her character's name.
That's where I saw her from. Dude, the whole time I was like, where have I seen her? Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, man.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Pedro Pascal, Oberyn's wife.
Oh, the sand vipers or the sand snakes?
Yeah. I just felt like the way they had established that tunnel, it made it seem like point A to B. Also, she had at least a 5 to 10 minute run ahead of her. This little girl is clearly outrun at least like adults for a little bit. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
That was weird. Didn't really establish how she got over there. She just kind of like whoop, popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would definitely say shaky so far. For sure. But there are really good moments at the same time. Like,
yeah, what'd you like about it? What'd you think was good moments?
Yeah. Obi-Wan finding out that Anakin was still alive. It was good. His acting was good. Him showing the pain and shock of still realizing that Anakin is alive.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor is great in this. I mean, the first episode with you can see that he's still wearing it all. You know, he really blames himself. There's a lot of parallels, I feel like, to how Luke was in episode 8, you know, and just with how they're both so broken and they don't feel like Jedi. They've kind of abandoned the way of the Jedi, both of them like that. So, I like Ewan in this role, of course. He's great.
He does come around in episode 4.
I don't know. At the same time, I feel like maybe he's good, his acting's good, but some of the writing for him is fucking shit.
The writing in the show is...
When they take the freight transport to that one planet, you know, in the third episode, they land and he's like, oh, no one's coming. He starts freaking out. He lied to us, you know, like, that's not reaction. And he's saying this to a kid. Even if it was just me, I wouldn't be talking out loud like that to a kid. And this guy's a Jedi, like, freaking out over nothing. It's like, dude... Yeah. Bro, you've been in stickier situations than this. I don't understand why you're freaking out to a kid. It just felt corny and cheesy. It didn't make sense to me.
I felt the same way when I watched that. I was like, this seems really out of place. Then I also did think it could be because of his trauma that he keeps having flashbacks to Anakin and stuff, and he could be experiencing extreme paranoia or something like that. And that was one thing that I was thinking that could explain why he's acting like that, but I don't know. I guess it did feel out of place.
I like how they threw in that line about him having a brother. You know they're gonna fucking use that someday.
I know.
Bring back the Kenobis.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
They instantly just create a whole nother fucking thread.
Yeah, Kenobi line. You know it. Yeah. You know that's happening.
Yeah.
30 Kenobi. Years from now, book it.
Kenobi bros. Shit.
You could give him as many siblings as you want. He never was really specific. He was like, a brother, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, he said he kind of remembers a brother.
Could be more. And his parents could have had more children after he was taken away.
That's true, but I feel like... I don't know if he'll go that far. You got one brother, so you can easily say, oh, he had multiple kids. Now there's multiple Kenobis out there.
True.
What else, fellas? What else did you guys like? The Vader shot end of episode 2 was fucking good.
Yeah,
that in the back was to good. Tank.
Mm-hmm. When they just felt each other through the Force, I was like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna." And I actually do like that they didn't wait until the very end of the show to have their first interaction again.
Yeah, that Vader was good. Scene at the end, their interaction of the third one is pretty good. I didn't understand why.
Vader's pretty ruthless, man. Fuck, he's just killing innocent people when trying to draw him out. That
person's holy neck. Shit.
Snapped a kid's neck.
Yeah. Dude, I didn't understand why at the end of their fight scene, Vader just let him walk off. He could have just used the Force to bring it to him. He's so vulnerable.
I think he wants to torture him, man. Yeah, I think he wants to... With how easy he found him after he surfaced, I think he just thinks he can get him back again. And, yeah, I don't know. This is all theories, but... It definitely felt like he wanted him to feel what he felt when he was burning alive, and then...
I don't think that's a theory. He was dragging him straight through, and he was like...
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying and then leaving him alive.
Yeah.
Because Obi-Wan just left him there after he was burning. I don't know. Maybe he's thinking he can get him again. in a way that does feel like, I don't know, man, because he's probably been obsessing over finding him for 10 years and wanting to kill him. So yeah, it does. It's like, okay, why did you let him get away too?
Yeah. But in the end, you do have to think he does get him again. Eventually. He does kill him.
Not technically.
Okay, not really, well, bro. He becomes Obi-Wan's like, strike me down. He doesn't even get him.
True, fair.
But fight in the show, man. I mean, if they are, remember they announced that they're going to have some epic fight, so that's probably going to be the end of the show, and Obi-Wan's going to come around, probably get Qui-Gon in fight, the show and get some training.
You think so?
Qui-Gon's coming into this show 100%, guaranteed.
In the last couple episodes? Oh, shit.
He is talking to him all the time.
He's trying to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, he's reaching out.
He has to learn how to become a Force Ghost, and I think Qui-Gon's the one who trains him in the end, unless he meets up with Yoda somehow in this show.
Yeah. Well, okay, do you think it's going to be Liam Neeson's voice, or do you think he's actually going to appear?
No, like, so in canon, Qui-Gon never reaches like full Force Ghost. He only can conjure his voice.
What?
Respect.
In canon?
Yeah, because he never finished his own training to get to that point before he died.
Wait, what do you mean he can't train more?
Bro, wasn't there another version of Star Wars where Qui-Gon Jinn was a Force Ghost?
Yeah, so he's going to be a Force Ghost, but he can't appear. He never finished his training while he was alive to be able to get to that point where he can be a Force Ghost.
Can't he just keep training while he's... What realm does he exist in?
What do you mean he's already a Force Ghost? I'm confused, bro.
Okay, so there is levels to this shit. So he only trained enough to actually pass over to that world, but he didn't train enough that he could become a full-on Force Ghost the way that Obi-Wan, Yoda, Luke. I don't Anakin. Actually even understand how Anakin... Dude, Anakin honestly makes no sense somehow, that he's a fucking Force Ghost. He's in there.
Wasn't Jar Jar in there too at one point? But, like, I'm pretty sure we saw Jar Jar.
What is this?
Talking about Jar Jar.
Yeah, we saw him in there.
What did you just send me? Let's see.
A motherfucking Force Ghost, homie.
What is this, Gar? What is this shit, dude? What is this, bro?
Dude, they had, like, I swear to God, they had a fucking, like, a...
Tell me what that's from, dude, because maybe they changed some shit again, but the last I ever remember in canon that...
Have you not seen that...
Bro, I don't think this is official. Where did you get this from? This is so funny. This reminds me of, like, when the motherfuckers put out, like, yo, leak of Obi-Wan Kenobi, and then it's just some fake shit like this.
Bro, I swear to God, there was a cut of like...
That's hilarious. That's awesome. Where'd you get this? So now I got to find this out.
Of episode 6 or something. And the end, they had fucking Qui-Gon, Yoda, and fucking Obi-Wan all standing next to each other. Am I fucked up here?
This is interesting. What the fuck is this shit? Okay, so there was some Clone Wars stuff. But this might be a different thing altogether.
Okay, yeah. Qui-Gon making an appearance at the end of Return of the Jedi. Okay, yeah. Oh, so it was some kind of Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi?
Clone Wars is definitely canon, too.
So there's an episode of Clone Wars where he does appear, but it's a specific place. Like, it's some place that's powerful in the Force that he's maybe somehow able to appear there.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Picture that you sent us, Luke, I'm looking at it on Google Images now.
So I literally just like Googled Qui-Gon Force Ghost.
That's why I looked
at it. Dude, I swear to God, I've seen him as a Force Ghost before in one of the fucking movies.
I feel like I have too, but it might have been a satire.
Am I tripping?
Or a fan animation?
Am I tripping my pimpin?
Yeah, me too. I am also tripping.
Okay, so Ross, this was established in Star Wars The Clone Wars Season 6. Says Qui-Gon could not achieve physical manifestation since he was unable to finish his training.
Okay, but this is my question. Why can't he just keep training? If he can talk to people.
Bro, because they just established that it has to be done while you're alive. But that's why the whole thing with Anakin doesn't make sense. It's kind of a retcon.
Yeah, he just didn't do shit. He just... Whoop. It's because he's the chosen one and they're like, we're giving... You got this. We're just going to give you this one. The Wills. Did that.
Huh.
Whatever they're called.
So there's some planet called Mortis where he was able to appear, but that's because the planet was really strong with the Force.
Oh, shit.
And
why doesn't he just always appear there? That's sick.
Sorry, I'm reading about...
It's like heaven for Jedi.
Bro, your face looks so fucking intense.
I don't know. It sounds like this planet maybe was even trying to manipulate
Obi-Wan and Anakin by appearing as Qui-Gon. I've never seen that episode, so. Bro, Clone Wars, man, they do all kinds of crazy shit in Clone Wars. You know what they did establish though in this episode, Ross? They established Quinlan Vos is still alive.
Wait, I don't know who that is. Quinlan who?
He was a big guy in like the Clone Wars, like a Jedi that almost fell to the dark side, then came back. Apparently survived Order 66.
Quinlan Vos?
Quinlan Vos.
His name was written in the hideaway room.
Star Wars The Acolyte's gonna be so sick.
Damn. Maybe.
Potentially. Dude, come on. Build the hype. Oh, wait. This guy was in the Clone Wars. Quinlan Vos.
Yeah, so yep.
Wait, you said that? Sorry. I was looking at Acolyte for a sec. Okay, yeah. Obi-Wan read his name off of the thingy in this new episode. What'd you guys think of the fight between Darth Vader and Obi-Wan itself? Like, what'd you think about the choreography, the setting? Wait, what?
I said it was not great, but I think that was the point, right? Like, Obi-Wan hasn't used a lightsaber in 10 years.
Yeah.
It was just not good. Well, they absolutely are doing another fight then, because they've been gassing that up since they announced the show that they're going to fight. And it's going to be on the par of them on Mustafar. So, yeah, I'm not really even thinking too much into that fight. It was just Obi-Wan was running away the whole time and Darth Vader's just trying to catch up to him and... They didn't really say anything to each other either.
Yeah.
All he said was, what have you become?
I am what you made me.
Yeah, which was good bar.
Good line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, Darth Vader only has bars. It's just fucking, it's only bars. It's kind of sick.
Bro, I'm watching this scene right now where he's just going through the city, just being ruthless. This episode dramatic, was pretty good, honestly.
It was good.
Yeah. The second episode was... Definitely, I think my least favorite of the three.
Yeah, that planet made no sense. How there was like a million fucking bounty hunters looking for them, but they were just walking around in the middle of everyone without a hood on, just talking about being a Jedi and the Force and all of the shit that would totally give them away. But just like walking around, that pulled me way out of it. They just had this scene where it shows everyone getting this little... buzzer.
That one didn't bother me as much because I'm just like, all right, a little girl running through a pretty crowded place. He did have a hood on. He looks pretty fucking old too compared to that picture.
There were parts where he didn't even have his hood on just walking around.
But I think that was after he realized, that was before. That was before he saw himself on the camera on that phone and then he put his hood up.
No, I was saying after that. Wait, let me check though. I guess it doesn't really matter, but... I feel like I want to double check now.
No, the funniest part of that episode was when Reva was doing all the parkour shit, dude, and still didn't even catch up to him.
Yeah, she wasn't really catching him. She was hauling ass, and then Leia just running like 5 miles an hour on the rooftops, just outpacing her. I kind of see is it Reva or Reva?
Reva.
I kind of see Reva as like. A Darth Maul type of Sith where she channels...
She's not a Sith.
Her... Okay, well... Okay, Inquisitor. But you know what I'm saying. Like,
how is she able to use Force the Force? User.
Wait, what's up, Luke?
What you mean, Luke?
Okay. How can she use the Force then?
Well, so all the Inquisitors either are...
They're Force-sensitive.
Force-sensitive. They're either ex-Jedi that fell to the dark side or they were taken at birth and being trained by Palpatine to be basically this. So it's quite possible. I mean, I feel like when they showed that first scene, which was in the first episode, the very first scene where all the, you know, it's like Order 66 and they're showing the Padawans. There was one who was a little black girl. And I think that that's probably her.
Maybe. She didn't have any talking scenes though. The person you're talking about.
Yeah, she did.
She's just kind of in the back.
The little girl?
No, I watched it again. She didn't have any talking scenes.
The first shot is, it zooms in right on her as the first kid.
That is true. It could be her. That'd be a cool tie back, I guess.
Yeah, well, I don't know why else you would show that scene if it wasn't connected to a character now, though, you know? It doesn't, right? Like,
yeah, I don't. One of those characters in that hat, I think you're right, does have to be connected to what's currently going on.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just you're throwing an order, which is cool, but it doesn't have any connection. So that's what I'm thinking about that, yeah. And maybe she's super pissed. Well, obviously she wants to be the Grand Inquisitor, but that maybe she's super mad at Obi-Wan because Obi-Wan sent out the message to tell everyone not to come back to the temple.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of people saying that same theory, Zach. So, like,
yeah, it seems like that's pretty
strong. I think
strong.
A lot of people are thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could definitely be a thing.
Yeah, I don't think her character is that. I'm kind of into her character. I just think that, like, some of the lines they wrote for her, too, are just so ridiculous. Like, when she walks into that room and all those guys are just passed out, you know? And then I can't remember what the fuck she said in that second episode, but...
Wait, was he?
Remember when all the goons are supposed to have Leia?
Oh, yeah.
And she just comes in all... She comes in all pissed, and it's like, dude, they're passed out on the ground, obviously. She's not there.
I don't remember ever being like taken out of it by any of her scenes. I just saw her as being really, I don't know, she's just really angry because she's pissed off. She wanted to catch Obi-Wan and please Darth Vader, I guess.
Or yeah. Anakin. She got her.
She's really passionate. Everyone's trying to slob on the boss's knob. Jeez, fucking leave some for the rest of the guys.
Honestly, she's kind of hogging it.
I'm rewatching the scene where Vader's fighting. I guess like what annoys me about that scene is that then it cuts away. You know, it cuts back to like young Leia. It's not as bad as I was saying. He's really just on the defense though, the whole time, Obi-Wan. You can just tell he hasn't done this in so long, and Darth Vader's been out slaughtering Jedi, so he's got a little more ready.
But no, even just some of the video editing isn't like top notch. I don't know. I don't personally like it that much because of how much cutting away it does. It makes it like into multiple scenes. I usually prefer when action is done in longer takes.
One take.
Dude, and Darth Vader's just using one hand, man. He's impressive. Just like...
Yeah, that was sick.
He's just toying with them.
There was some good stuff in there. That was... I feel like I still don't know how I feel about it. I'm going to watch this again.
Lightsabers look a lot better too with how they illuminate than in the prequels.
Yeah. Plus
some sequel trilogy stuff though. They already did that. Yeah, bro. I don't really. What else do you guys got on this? It's decent. I just think it could be better. Could be better.
Yeah.
For bringing back these characters. And
I would agree. Darth Vader is a really big character to bring back, especially live action. Put him in a TV show. It's a big risk.
Well, actually, it's not that big of a risk
because people are going to come and watch it. Yeah.
It kind of only makes sense, though, if you're doing Obi-Wan, that you'd have Darth Vader.
Yeah,
but you just got to make Vader sure you land all. It. You know, you can't have any, you can't let it like fuck with what's already been established. There's some things with the show that feel like they're kind of messing with the continuity.
Yeah, I feel like Vader's lines and presence was good, though. I feel like everything with him is pretty much always top notch in whatever he's in.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. And how they used his lightsaber in the dark in, like, those gravel pit type areas was really suspenseful. It was good.
Mm-hmm. How does Reva know that he's Anakin, Luke, or Ross?
Oh, she saw it in the archives, in the Jedi archives.
That's what she said when she
saw
that?
Connection.
No, she was talking about Obi-Wan and Bail Organa, that one.
That's what I'm guessing. She saw Anakin in the archives as well.
Or if she was a youngling when that all went down, then it was probably like common knowledge.
Yeah. Or she just saw that Anakin.
Among the Jedi who survived.
She just saw Anakin there killing and, younglings.
Yeah.
I don't think it was common knowledge, though. I think that there was only a couple people who knew who he was. And because Anakin went down as a war hero, they managed to hide all that. That was actually not public information in the galaxy until the sequel trilogy, because then everyone found out that like Luke and Leia were brother and sister, and Leia basically got kicked out of the Senate because of all this connection with her whole family, which, I mean, honestly, I don't know why she'd get kicked out because of that shit. But yeah, like I think at this point, the only people who really knew were supposed to know were Obi-Wan, Yoda, Sidious, Grand Moff Tarkin, and then Thrawn was smart as hell. And I think he figured it out too.
Dude, that would have blown everyone's mind so hard in the galaxy. Famous war hero from like 30 years ago turned out to be the fist of the Empire. Yeah.
I mean, like, who did they think was Darth Vader, though? Who did everyone think was Darth Vader, though?
I don't know.
Were there fan theories?
Were there online forums about
why they keep that a secret?
Say it again, Luke.
Why would they keep that a secret? Why did that need to be a secret?
I think maybe it had to do with the Senate or something, or people rebelling.
Like the Empire.
I don't know. They did something with Mace Windu too, I think.
And he did kill Mace Windu too. Fuck.
No, I think they try to present themselves as the heroes because the clone troopers were the ones that were fighting for the Republic, and the Republic basically morphed into the Empire. So they had to act like they were still the Republic, kind of, but then just do a slow transition into like all the slavery and stuff they started putting the entire galaxy through. So I think they use Anakin as like a symbol, as well as they use other Jedi that they said were dead as symbols. That's what I watched in a lore video on YouTube a while ago. They might have got some of their stuff from EU shit. I don't know.
EU?
Legacy stuff, like extended universe? Yeah. It's this entire universe.
Because I can't find really anything on it, but maybe it's because, you know, they were saying the Jedi were the enemy, and then it's like, oh, you have one on your side after that. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be pretty obvious that he's not a Jedi? Red motherfucking lightsaber chokes people out. Dark cape.
I don't even know if people knew what the Sith were, because they weren't even a thing really at that point. I don't think people even knew that they were like Sith. From what I'm reading, the only canon just says that Darth Sidious never explained who he was or where he came from. And it says that honestly, lot of people didn't even know about Darth Vader because he would use him as a secret assassin, like his enforcer, you know, that he wasn't out in super in public as much. But I don't know, 10 years, like some people would probably know about him by then. A lot of people.
I feel like he would become legendary.
And fucking killing them all.
What'd you say, Luke?
If he was hunting down Jedi in fucking public spaces, choking civilians out.
I don't know if he was the one really out in public doing that kind of stuff. He was hunting down.
You just said that he was hunting Jedi down for 10 years. That's what made him such a good fucking white.
And he was
so
going to battles,
right,
too.
Yeah, but like most of the Jedi were in hiding. I don't think, you know, if he was the one out doing what the Inquisitors were doing and slicing off people's hands. I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the canon. Plus, it's a big-ass galaxy. Like, if fucking Obi-Wan didn't find out for 10 years, then a lot of people probably don't even know about this guy.
Well, Obi-Wan was trying to hide from it all.
Yeah, but dude, you're walking into cities and shit, like, you're gonna see stuff.
One city? True. He has one city. He fucking checks on Luke and has one city.
Yeah, where he's...
That's true.
Well, you don't think any people
and
don't
on
want
Tatooine, which is the fucking farthest fucking outer planet. Rim. Outer Rim.
They always act like Tatooine's so fucking deep, man, but they still hear stuff.
True.
In the old canon, it's not like before all this was, you know, retconned and done, he found out within the first year after that there was Darth Vader was alive.
Yeah, wouldn't you think he'd be able to feel him?
Yeah.
The Force.
I mean, he was kind of cut off from the Force, it felt like. Or he cut himself off, or he just wasn't as connected. Are you talking about Darth Vader didn't feel him, or vice versa?
Either or.
Both.
Yeah,
both. I'm talking about Kenobi mainly.
Yeah, it seems like he sort of severed his connection a little bit there. That scene where he grabs Leia and catches her, that was... It felt like that was like the real moment where he's reconnecting. I don't know, bro. I don't got all the answers, man. So that stuff doesn't add up anyway. I like try to think through it. So fuck.
God.
What else?
I didn't get really just, nothing else.
I don't have
fan questions.
Oh yeah, let's see. Let's see what we got here. Okay. Discussing.
What show are you guys most excited to watch in this next year?
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. Luke, what about you?
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, fuck. That's mine, too. I was going to say House of the Dragon, but no, that is it. Oh, that's going to be sick.
I don't think... Dude, they're throwing the some boys? Money at Lord of the Rings and... Oh, fuck. I forgot about The Boys, dude.
Or The Boys, too. That actually comes out this Friday.
It's going to be sick.
I'm actually down on The Boys.
Billy's about to pop off.
Okay, so let's see what we got here. Yeah, I mean, a lot of these, like Cameron says, anyone else think the chase scenes with Leia were super cringe? And we talked about that, yeah.
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 That was...
Consensus.
Yeah, I think
consensus trash.
I feel like a lot of people have that same opinion too.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see any Jedi Survivor crossovers? I think that's in reference to the Jedi Fallen Over, Ross.
Maybe.
Oh, Jedi Fallen Order? Like, what's his name? Kyle Kestis?
Yeah.
I don't know. They haven't mentioned any crossover planets, have they?
I feel like if I'm doing that story, I'm keeping that separate from this. So
yeah, that might be unnecessary with three episodes left. I don't know if they would.
Yeah, bro, we don't need to overstuff this. It's already getting kind of overstuffed.
But what if they want to tie in a little lead for a Fallen Order live action series, huh? Coming to Disney Plus 2024.
Nah, I mean, they can do that in fucking Mandalorian. do that in the Camp Fest show they already have.
Damn it.
Okay, let's see. Just people shitting on like the chase scenes. Every reply felt like Robert Rodriguez directed it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Why didn't Reva read Owen's thoughts when she accused him of harboring Jedi? Brett, convenient writing, man. What do you want me to say on that? I don't know.
She was trying to torture him with brutality, I guess. And then, I don't know. Yeah, that's just the writing. The writers. That's the answer.
The Reva bait. This is from, man, this person doesn't even have a name. Rabbit Ears TV. The Reva bait and switch that's going to occur is obvious to everyone else too, right? I don't think they're going to do that. What does he mean? That in the end, it's going to be Obi-Wan fighting Reva? Bro, they have to do Obi-Wan versus Darth Vader now. Gassing that up. It has to happen.
Yeah. Are they saying Reva is the bait or the switch?
They're saying that basically they're gassing it up like Darth Vader is going to be the villain that is the main antagonist.
And then Reva's going to be the one. That's probably what's going to happen, you know? Yeah.
Even if she's the main villain of the show, I still feel like that fight between them has to happen. After them.
Between Darth Vader and
Obi-Wan,
Kenobi.
Yeah. Again.
Well, they did technically fight, so they fulfilled the promise that they made.
Bro, but dude, they said it was gonna be true. They said it was gonna be.
But they did say it was gonna be a lot. Yeah. They described it as much crazier than what happened in today's episode.
So yeah, no, that's gonna happen again. How do we think the Grand Inquisitor will come back since he's supposed to be in Rebels? I forgot about that fool. Yeah, he got back fucking peace. Yeah, easy, dude. People don't die in Star Wars, really. Maul got cut in half.
Unless it's Mace Windu, apparently. What the fuck?
Palpatine fucking just came back. I mean,
for real, dude. Unless you're Mace Windu. What the fuck?
Except for you, Mace. Yeah.
Yeah.
People come back as Force Ghosts.
Such bullshit. He's
only fucking Sith never die.
Darth Vader has a pretty sick back to tank, so I feel like he'll just get tossed from that. They didn't even kill Boba Fett, came back. Everyone comes back, man. He'll be good. Isn't there something too with his species? They have like multiple stomachs or hearts or something like that too.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. That's useful.
Little Star Wars fun fact.
Yeah. Tidbit.
Okay, let's see. Now that both... They're just saying like, how will they explain Vader and Obi-Wan having not met in a long time after this? And honestly, any of the dialogue in A New Hope, it doesn't really say when, you know, it just says he's like, I haven't felt this presence since
a long time.
And then it's just like a pause. So it's open that they can fill that in there.
Yeah. I think it's been 8 years.
Yeah. I would say more of a problem maybe would be going forward is that Darth Vader knows how to bait him out now, or he knows that there's a connection to Bail. So that just nothing happens there, I guess, for 10 years after this, right? Like,
he's like, no, these.
As soon as they dissolve the Senate, they're like, all right, fuck you, Bail. We're blowing up Alderaan for that shit 10 years ago.
Yeah, what the fuck?
We never forget.
They better kill Reva as soon as possible, is what Sebastian says. Jesus.
Damn, what the fuck?
So, episode 6, man. I actually don't think she's going to make it out of the show. I feel like she's not in Rebels, so it kind of makes sense, right, Ross? I don't think she's in that animated show, right?
Well, she doesn't have plot armor for that, that's for sure. But
plot armor? What are you talking about? What does she have plot armor so far with?
I'm saying she doesn't have plot armor because she doesn't appear in anything after this.
Oh, I see.
So, like, Obi-Wan, Darth Vader have plot armor. They can't die. Unless we open it into a multiverse or something, and then an alternate version comes in. Some shit like that.
Thanks for breaking that down.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Just so many replies about the chase scenes. How many fully grown adults does it take to catch a 10-year-old? Yeah.
More than three.
Bro, I didn't even know she's 10.
Yeah, bro. 10 years after Revenge of the Sith.
Oh. Word.
Got nothing else, fellas. That's it.
Yeah, dude, I don't get the Reva hate. It's weird. I think she's fine. She's just like...
I don't... Even if you don't like her, I don't feel like any of it is really her fault, dude. It comes down to the writing.
Yeah.
Like, she seems...
Yeah.
The first episode didn't really have a problem. The second episode was just kind of cringe for a few reasons. Mostly writing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And...
Mostly writing.
And then the chase scenes, that's pretty much directing. So, yeah. Don't really... I mean, it can still get better.
I think pretty much all the characters, except for... Obi-Wan and
maybe some of her the lines,
Darth Vader.
Yeah, some of the lines she's presented been, like, are
not that great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're not. None of them are really that great. Like, I did like Kumail Nanjiani's character actually.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's randomly pretending to be a
as
Jedi.
As soon as he started talking, I was like, "No way, this fool's a Jedi." Yeah. No shot.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, he was honorable though.
Yeah. No.
He was trying to help.
Good little Star Wars character.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. I think that's it. What else we got?
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing.
I'm down.
Dude, the Stranger Things episodes are fucking hefty. They're movies. They're literally fucking movies.
They're fucking good, though, dude. I like them.
Yeah.
Stranger Things is pretty good, though.
I've been enjoying...
Stranger Things is way better than Kenobi.
My only... We can do a whole different pod on Stranger Things. My only thing was just... I don't love, like, the reasoning that Hopper's alive, bro. That shit makes no sense. But other than that...
Wait, I'm only on episode 3, I think.
Bro, they showed that shit like in the trailer.
Second one or the first
That was
one.
The first teaser that they ever showed for this season was Hopper alive.
No, they already explained it, dude.
Wait, okay, all I know is that he went through the portal, right? And
no, dude, he didn't even go in the portal. He just fell down a fucking flight of stairs.
Oh, wait, and then he just survived.
Yeah, after they said that.
Cuz I saw they said that would vaporize anything was, like, in the room. Down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, just...
Maybe he fell behind, like, a lead wall or something.
But no, he was just like, no, luckily he just didn't get vaporized.
I like Luke's theory. He fell behind a lead wall, so that just stopped this fucking portal opening Ghostbusters fucking thing.
Maybe he just got really lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it hasn't been, like, amazing, but I feel like it's been pretty good.
Stranger Things?
I mean,
pretty good, man.
It's way better than fucking Kenobi. I'm enjoying it 10 times more.
Yeah.
New villain is
I'm
sick.
Enjoying it more as well.
Have you guys finished
yeah, like Vecna? Fucking
no.
Okay.
No, I just said I'm on episode 3.
Don't be saying sorry, nothing, bro. Bitch. Yeah, I ain't gonna say anything, but the villain, I like his storyline.
Vecna.
Yeah, we could do a Stranger Things pod then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking Stranger Things.
No. Bro, I'm saying when you guys are done.
Yeah.
No, when you're caught up.
Yeah, we're not even done.
You could do two Stranger Things pods, dude. The one when all these seven, you guys finish these 7 episodes, and then, you know, when the finale happens next month.
Oh, sick. And The Boys as well.
Oh, yeah, I'm so down on The Boys. They're dropping 3 episodes this week, too.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Oh, you're talking The Boys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Boys?
The Boys, yeah. Bro.
The Boys.
It's going to be so good.
So that's our pod, everyone. I'm Zach Williamson. I'm here with Luke Goossens and Ross Cutsforth. We'll be back next week doing more Obi-Wan Kenobi. We're going to do some Boys pods. We're going to do some Stranger Things. Lots of content coming up. All right. Thanks, guys.